with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, if you're just tuning in, good for you. The first segment was a little bit of a rabbit hole, but we got out and we're back. So, but anyway,
we had rabbits in Reed City, too.
Right? Yeah.
Oh,
right.
My.
So, you know, every once in a while we'll take a little turn like that, but the whole show might be because we're talking about making some of this the seasonings and sauces. That you use, we're doing it
on natural,
home. Yeah, from scratch, and not a lot of people do it. But for those of you that do, maybe we got some tips and techniques here. But
well, we wanted to go down the all natural routine because largely it was inspired by a recipe I found on X to make your own all natural Gatorade, and I only now understand how cool that is because we've all had Gatorade for years and years and years, but. My youngest son, Jordan, and his wife are very, very health conscious, and he was showing me the things that are in Gatorade, and he quit drinking it. So I saw this all-natural recipe, and it caught my interest, and then I watched the video on it, and I thought, well, that's kind of cool. I'm, you know, because it supplies you with electrolytes, and that's what you need when you're sweating real hard.
Right, and you can do a lot of that in this weather.
Salt,
exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, and a raincoat, but yeah. So it's kind of cool. I won't bore you too long with it, but it's basically ginger, and you cut it into cubes with the skin on. You add maple syrup, and I'm going to put this on the website. Maple syrup and apple cider vinegar, otherwise in the grilling guys we call it ACV.
Well, there's an acronym for everything.
And then three lemons. And basically, you chop the ginger up into cubes, put it in a pot, 6 cups of water, bring it to a boil, and you shut it off and you steep it for 20 minutes. And then in a large jar, you add maple syrup, lemon juice from those three lemons, the apple cider vinegar, and then you strain the ginger liquid into the jar and you mix it well, and then you chill it. And you, of course, add water to get it to where the level you want it. Based on taste, but you know, all you parents out there that are doing all these sports events, you're buying all these little jar, these little bottles of Gatorade, thinking, "Oh, I'm hydrating my kid." But I would urge you to research what you are feeding your kids because, unfortunately, the USDA in this country doesn't necessarily our foods can't be sold in a lot of countries. Well, that bothers me. I don't know why we are allowing giant corporations to run those regulations, and we really need to kind of pay attention to what we're putting in our bodies. The other thing that I did during the Big C event was I made my own. It's not really hydroxychloroquine, but it is. I think you know the Brits used to drink tonic water. Right? The Brits would drink tonic water.
And then the Irish took it over and put gin in it, yeah. And it was all over.
Made it better.
Right, yep. It was all over.
Well, because scurvy was a big thing, and tonic, quinine, combats scurvy. Matter of fact, they would give their sailors limes, which is why we ended up calling them limeys. Because they would come back with scurvy.
The history we're learning today.
Yeah,
wow.
They come
is
back.
I'm just tuning in. Is this Reed City? Is that
England?
England.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, we went across the pond while you were gone.
Reed City is a German town, by the way.
Oh, okay.
A lot of sauerkraut in that town, but
Shriners.
So and yes, he just doesn't give up. So the manager of Reed City. I want you to know this guy's name is Randy Joppy.
Yes,
you
right.
Tell your police force, keep an eye on 131. He goes up north a bunch.
Right. Yeah.
License plate number.
Yes. Yeah. So anyway, quinine is very good when you get these certain illnesses. And that's why I made my own version of, I thought it was hydroxychloroquine. That's what the video was saying. But I think technically it's more of a quinine tincture. And it's really simple. You just you cut up the rinds of like three pink grapefruit and maybe three lemons. And there's plenty of recipes on YouTube in various places. And then
you put it in
to make your own tincture. So if you're getting sick, this is something you can drink that will drive out viruses out of your body.
Oh, okay.
Like when the big C was here, remember I had to stay at your house because we got something. And
yeah,
they
it
said
must it, be you didn't have this recipe there because you were there
that?
For a month. You came for a weekend and stayed a month. Yeah.
Technically 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Your dog still loves me more than you.
Right.
But so you basically, you boil this for about 5 minutes and then you drain it and you put it in a jar and put it in your fridge and you take a little shot every day. And that is a tonic, a tincture that will help you fight off the flu, colds, all sorts of things. And it's safe. It's cheaper.
Grilling Guys word of the day.
Wow.
Tincture.
It's all natural.
Tincture. Tincture, all natural.
Randy, you're here to learn.
I am.
You guys have gone on some tangents before, right, but
yeah,
my
goodness.
Well,
we went from
when you're doing all natural,
and, yeah.
You know, why can't you make your own cures like Granny used to do on the Beverly Hillbillies?
Yeah.
I'm going to have you make a little something to flush me out after a weekend of barbecue. I think that a Monday.
I don't do that part.
Right. Yeah.
My friend's a plumber, and he told me to stay away from it.
Yeah, right. Speaking of a weekend of barbecue, last week when we talked about it, this is not all natural, but kind of. I had to make 400 chicken wings.
How'd that go?
And you know what? I've got that big old Good One smoker, and it took all four racks to get 400 of them. I got them from Sobey in there, those big party wings, so they were larger than the average wing. And so I ended up putting butcher paper down on all of the racks, and because I didn't want one dripping on the next, because I had all natural buttermilk, I had marinated them in for about 6 hours. I just got up at 6 a.m. I had to be at this.
You
event.
You put butcher paper on the racks?
I did because they were wet. I didn't drain them. I didn't dry them. I just took them right out of the buttermilk and put it on. And when I started doing the first one, it was just running all over everything that was below it. So
what's wrong with that?
Well, I didn't want it. I just put it on butcher paper because I wanted them to not do that, right, as they drip. Because I didn't think the bottom ones would get done if they were constantly getting dripped on and wet, right? So anyway, I did it in the buttermilk, which was great. It gave them a nice little tang and flavor. But I took them over there unsauced, right? So what I ended up doing was taking the cooked wings and
smoked,
right? And when the owner of the place that I was there, he goes, you know, I like my wings crispy. They weren't, right, because they came out of the smoker. So I put them in, I had an oven to work with, and I put them in a broiler and put them under there. And I'd sauce them first, and then I put them on a big sheet, a cookie sheet, and put them in there and broil them up. And they turned out really good. I had to watch it because they went from tacky to burned in a pretty quick period of time.
Is it a new oven?
Well, yeah.
So it's an infrared broiler?
Right. I don't know.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, but it was a wall oven. But anyway, they turned out great. But doing 400 wings at 40 at a time, that's a lot of in and out of the oven the whole night that I was there. But
you could have used a hot dog roller.
Yeah, I know. A wing dinger. A wing dinger. But anyway, enough about that. So coming up next, maybe we'll do something that's relevant to barbecue, and that is, how about some homemade barbecue sauce? You're listening to Grilling Guys.
Ding,
stick
ding,
with
ding,
us.
Ding,
we'll be
ding,
back.
Ding.